This podcast series is brought to you by Elekanyani Ndlovu. For more details, visit eleandlovu.com.
My name is Elekanyani Ndlovu and welcome to Womanifesto.
Being wealthy doesn't necessarily refer to monetary wealth. One of the reasons I embarked on the journey of telling, sharing, and owning my story through Womanifesto was to share the wealth I have accumulated throughout my lifelong journey. My spiritual wealth is what drives me, and the more of this I share, the more I'm able to accumulate. Time wealth is a key ingredient to unlocking other forms of wealth, and Womanifesto is a direct result of steadily mastering this type of wealth. Physical wealth goes without saying, and like time wealth, is a stepping stone to attaining other forms of wealth. Financial wealth should not be confused with financial abundance, but rather having a healthy balance between your financial commitments and the time, energy, and effort it will require to satisfy those commitments. I hope Womanifesto shares a little piece of me in every episode, so that it can enrich some part of you week by week and ultimately lead you to live your best, healthiest, and wealthiest life. I wake up at 3 o'clock every morning, well, most mornings, and I get a lot of varying reactions to this. And the most interesting reaction is the question, "Oh wow, why would you do that to yourself?" And it always amazes me that the assumption is that I'm having a horrible time and that it's something I should not subject myself to. And yet for me, the ability to wake up at 3 in the morning is systematic, it's profitable, it's productive, and it gives me the freedom to do the things I really want to do with my time. So why does it matter that I wake up at 3? It matters because life is a lot between my children and my husband, my work, my extra work or my added work, be it boards, be it volunteering, be it my friends, my family, needing to read, needing time to just listen to music and just breathe. Then there's your finances that also have to be in order. There's your dreams, your goals, your career. There's your emotional state. There's your spiritual state. There is just so much to one human being that living a full life cannot happen by chance and it cannot happen automatically. So for me, it matters what time you wake up because it's about building systems. It's about building a system that allows you to do the things that you want to do and you can do. So, disclaimer, this podcast is not to tell you to wake up at 3. Not at all. This podcast is merely to say that you have to be aware of how you're using your time and you have to be aware of the person you are. Some people are night owls, so even if they wanted to, biologically, their bodies are not prone to waking up that early in the morning. Other people are morning people, but they don't have an awareness of when to wake up, why they should wake up at that time, and what to do at that time. One of the questions I get a lot is, you wake up at 3 and do what? So if you are a night owl, your body clock is completely different. If you are a morning person, your body clock is completely different. But the point is, depending on when you wake up, you can then organize your life so that it makes sense and it supports the goals that you have. This assumes that you have goals and you have an edge to act and to achieve certain things, which if you don't and you are not inclined in that way, it's also not a problem. Some people just generally are okay without necessarily wanting to do more. But if you do want to do more, how you optimize your time and how you optimize your time by yourself makes a huge difference. I spent years trying to figure out which time is more natural for me, what aligns to my body clock, what works with having a job, what works with having children, what works with having an extroverted personality that also needs to go out and be with friends. And so it really was a function of trial and error until I got to a point where 3 o'clock just seems to work. And the reason 3 o'clock works for me is because I need the few hours of silence before the kids wake up. I have morning children. They are just morning people. They are awake at 6 o'clock, whether it's weekend or whether they have to go to school or they don't have to go to school. 6 o'clock, my son is up. This meant that what I want to do by myself, for myself, goes out the window as soon as he wakes up. So to be able to have the time that I need to fill up my tank by doing the things I know I enjoy and I know that I have to do for my tank to remain full, I needed to create quiet time. And there's no better quiet time than 3 to 6. It's not having the goals that will make you achieve the goals. It's not even writing them that will make you achieve them. I mean, writing them helps a lot, and the studies that show that people who write their goals are likely to achieve them. But it is having the systems in place that support the goals you have that will increase your chances of achieving them. And in fact, ultimately, as you build up the systems, what you build up is a level of consistency that makes you a better person, and that makes you that much better and that much great at what it is you're doing and you're working on. A few years ago, we started a cooperative, and the cooperative was born out of the recognition that we have the privilege of earning income as young Black people, and we have a bit of cash flow. Even though that cash flow is not a lot, collectively, it could be a lot. So we came up with the idea that if we all came together, combined our cash flows, used that money to invest, then we're likely to build something over time, and we're likely to create some form of legacy, not only for ourselves, but our communities and our children. And as a result, Patho Investment Cooperative was born. The reason I tell that story is because it was born by people who had full-time jobs and were working in other spaces. In order for us to have had the time to create something like that and recruit other people like us and to have investment avenues where we invest this money and we start growing it, we needed time outside of our full-time jobs. You cannot do that if you do not optimize how your day is structured. You cannot do that if you're not aware of when you need to do what and why. So for years, we all created extra time on weekends, during the week, in the evenings or early mornings. All that work was volunteer work. We coined the term pathorization, which means that you give of yourself, your time, your money, your networks to build this for the greater good of the collective. When things like that matter, when you believe that if you give of yourself for the greater good of the collective, you yourself actually gain in the long run, you do it and you contribute and you volunteer. You create time and you work with what you have in the ways that you can, in the spaces that you're in. I'm convinced that the reason I was able to serve on my first board was because I had had the experience of oversight and the experience of thinking about things strategically and long-term because I was volunteering to put together a cooperative that we were looking at with such a long-term horizon. I could never then take on a board position, have a full-time job, children, a husband, and volunteer, and think I can wake up randomly. The mistake I made in the beginning was to think that just because I'm thin I don't need to exercise. It's taken a lot of digging and it's still really a personal struggle. But intellectually, I understand that for me to be healthy, to be able to contribute, and to be able to do all the things I want to do, I have to exercise. I struggle with it, and a lot of it has to do with the conditioning that exercise is for weight loss. I am surrounded by people who completely enjoy exercise and work out a lot. And over time, that has helped me to change or reframe how I view exercise. Reading has also helped me to look at it from a different perspective. It's not nearly where I need it to be. Part of what I do with my early mornings is to wake up and exercise on the treadmill for 30 minutes. It used to be 15 minutes until somebody told me that 15 minutes is nothing and I might just as well not do it at all. So I have taken it up to 30 minutes and I am hopeful that I will take it up to an hour and that one day I will take on the streets and I will run, or that I will eventually find something I absolutely enjoy. The other mistake I made along the way was to think that I'll sleep when I die. It's such a terrible thing to say. I'm sure your body just goes into complete shock when people make statements like that. You need to sleep. I need to sleep. And that I've taken to heart, and that I believe. So although I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I also sleep very early. By 8, 8:30, as soon as I put my children to bed, I also go to sleep so that I get enough sleep, enough rest, and give my brain a chance to just rest and form new pathways and solve whatever it needs to solve. I use my mornings to learn. I read, I write, I pray, I listen to music, I exercise, I think, I dream, I write my to-do list, and I start with my most difficult work for the day. I do things that require silence, things that require me to have high levels of concentration. I think around long-term things that I want to do. I revisit my goals. I track where I am. And I spend time with myself. I hang out with myself. It's the music in those times, early mornings, where you just sit and take it all in and you travel to places that the melody is taking you to. And it's also just so beautiful to see the sun come up, to see the darkness turn to light, and to hear the birds sing, and just take all of that in. It's changed my life. Before I worked out that that is the optimal time for me, I'd be so miserable. You just wake up and your whole day is a rush. You're rushing to get the kids ready. You're rushing to pack your own bags. Then you must remember to make lunch. It's a lot. It's a lot and it's a rush. And it just wasn't worth it. At some point, it stopped making sense. At some point, it was not supporting anything I wanted to do. And then you just start your day on such a weird footing. Why does it matter what time you wake up? I don't think it matters what time you wake up as much as when you wake up, you must have created time for yourself to do the things that you need to do to lay the foundation to be able to carry the load of being alive, to carry the responsibility that faces you on a daily basis. To have the time to think, to learn, to plan, and to dream. The time to listen to your voice, to listen to yourself breathe. Books are written about productivity, about optimizing one's contribution and one's value. So let's learn from others and apply the principles that worked to see if it will work for us and to see how we can adapt some of these principles in our own particular context. Let's be teachable. Test it. And if it's not for you, then move on. But try it. Try figure out your own rhythm. Try figure out when you work best, but be intentional about it. It doesn't have to match anyone's rhythm, it just has to be yours. Because I think once you have that rhythm, you create enough space. You create enough time to think beyond self. There just is so much going on a daily basis that unless you have crafted your days in a way that you have the ability to sit and be more, you have the ability to think about being more, it's not going to happen on its own. And once you can start thinking about being more, about meeting your own immediate personal goals, and then taking the necessary steps and creating the systems to be able to meet those goals, eventually you start thinking beyond self. If you don't make time to get to your dreams, you affect other people's dreams too. That's why it matters. We are all products of ideas and actions, our own and other people's. If you're not going to be intentional about what it is you're going to do with your day and how your day starts, you just won't get around to doing the things you want to do. And I've come to accept that not everybody wants to have a million things to do. Other people are okay with one or two things to do or nothing to do, and that's fine. What I'm talking to is the person who is sitting with a heart full of dreams, with a heart full of desires, with an edge that's busy pressing down on them, and it keeps saying, you have to do this, you have to move, you have to achieve this, you should do this, you want to do this, you want to impact there. And they're just not getting around to it because they don't have a plan on how to get around their day. And that's the story. Finished. If you're going to get around to doing things, and it's basic things, it's getting your family affairs in order. It's making sure your children are ready on time. You've guided them through what they need to do. You are consistently checking on them to make sure that they are learning the things you're trying to impart. You don't get around to those basic things like breakfast, eating breakfast in the morning with the kids, no one crying, no one upset because they can't find their shoe. It just boils down to basic being organized. And you cannot do that if you don't plan your day. It's that simple. And then if you're going to be really good in your career, in your work, and then want to do extra things on top of earning an income at your job or wherever you get your income from, it's even worse to think that you can wake up and rush into the madness of the day and then come back after work, tired, or from wherever you're coming from. Tired, just want to sit on your couch, have something to eat, and go to bed. When do you do the things that matter, like answering the questions you have about yourself, answering how you see yourself, answering how you see the world, answering what your values are, the values that determine the lens through which you see the world. When do you answer the questions as to why you're in a bad mood all the time? Or what you want for your life? What you really want to do with your time? And all of this boils down to what it is you want, not what I want. I figured out a long time ago, while I was failing at school, that I was just never going to be the person that does just one thing. I needed to make the many things I'm interested in work and support each other and be supported by the systems I have around me so that they fulfill me and I fulfill the purpose of why I'm doing them in the first place. So maybe it's not many things that you're interested in doing. Maybe it's just that one thing. But why haven't you gotten around to it? And I'm saying, maybe look at how you are using your time. Maybe look at the makeup of your time. Ask yourself if you have enough time to do the things that matter to you, that count. How do you support the things that are sitting deeply, heavily, at the center of your heart? Because they won't just happen automatically. You have to be committed and you have to give it time. What's that time for you? And the question of why it matters, what time you wake up, I can answer it for myself, but I can answer it for you. If you still don't know why you have to wake up in a managed way and in an intentional way, it could simply mean you don't have a why that's strong enough. And if that's a contradiction because you have this deep desire to be doing something and to be doing more, and yet you're not moving, then figure out whether it is really what you want and why you want it. And if that makes sense, you might find a time slot of the day to wake up that makes sure that you set yourself up for the day. I don't get it right every day. I don't wake up at 3 o'clock every day. I wake up at 3 o'clock most of the time. And on days when I don't, it's okay. But I've been doing it for so long that most of the time, I am using my time as I should, as I have planned it, as I have designed it. Other times, I go out, I come back late. I'm definitely not going to make 3 a.m. And that's okay because part of my supportive behaviors include socializing and meeting up with people. Because I'm an extrovert and my energy levels are filled up by being out, engaging, and socializing with people. And that's okay. It means I won't wake up at 3 a.m. I just plan my day differently. But either way, I'm intentional. There's an intention to get certain things done. Invest in yourself. To invest in yourself means you invest in your well-being, and this includes your sleep and the patterns that you develop. By channeling your time and energy effectively, you are better able to process information and stay informed, making sure that you are maximizing your resources, your networks, and ensuring that you are committed to your growth consistently in a disciplined way. Just remember that discipline is not punishment. Discipline is the art of living the life we want to live. Next week, I will be talking to someone who has moved beyond self and has started investing in others. I would love to hear from you. Please share your thoughts, ideas, and experiences with me on erendlovu.com or send an email to womanifesto@erendlovu.com. Until next week, thank you and God bless.